Brandy, you've been waiting so patiently. You're listening in Houston, Texas on the EWTN app. Hi, Brandy. Hey, welcome to Take Two.
Hi there. I just wanted to call because for me, as kind of a young person myself, I see a lot of this. And I think a lot of the issue is that, you know, especially in young people, cynicism is almost like seen as a virtue, cynicism and despair, whereas optimism, you know, if you're an optimistic person, if you try to like make the best out of the situations you're in, people almost think you're simple-minded, you know. There's a sort of romanticization around, you know, despairing and thinking things are just so horrible and it's so bad, you know. I mean, I've had kind of a rough shake in life, and if I just like was angry and sad all the time, I would have gotten anywhere and would just be, you know, living on mom's couch still, you know, stuffing my face with popcorn or whatever. So, you know, I think that's a lot of the problem with young people today, especially.
Wow. That is a very insightful take, Brandy. And as you were talking, I was picturing, I've seen this. I really have seen this, just a general attitude among a lot of young people. But I think even old people like me, I won't include you in that, Debbie.
Thank you.
Old, you know. But even the population at large, but Brandy, I think you're right, especially among young people. And I wonder, I would ask this question, as they look around the world, and we're all called to kind of, you know, not, you know, we're all called to make our own way, you know, create our own opportunities, pursue opportunities. But I wonder, Brandy and Debbie, if young people look around today and they don't see a lot of reason to be hopeful. I wonder, what
accurate?
Do you think?
Well, Brandy, what do you think first? I'm curious about what your take is, what Jerry said.
Well, I think that's certainly true. I mean, a lot of that is very true. There isn't a lot of hope. You know, I mean, kids now almost feel like college is superfluous. You know, it's like, well, I'm not even going to find a job when I get out. Why even bother to go to college? Why even bother to, like, pursue careers, to strive harder? And, you know, especially, you know, in terms of, like, Christian and Catholic youth, too, there's this big issue of the huge societal wall that we're hitting in terms of like the lack of morality in the wider culture, and you know, things can just feel very futile a lot of the time. But I feel like a lot of that, you know, a lot of the problem is the sort of pull yourself up by the bootstraps mentality that older generations have had has been jettisoned a little bit, you know, because people are trying to be more accepting and understanding of people's emotional needs, which is wonderful. But if you go too far in the other direction, then you're just pampering people and not really, you know, allowing them to become the best people they can be by kind of forcing them to face their problems.
Come join the conversation. Give your take Monday through Friday at 12 Eastern on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.